You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
We're making changes on the fly real time here tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the show. James Edwards in the studio with you. AM 1380 WLRM in Memphis, Tennessee, going out to the AMFM affiliates of the Liberty News Radio Network and simulcasting online. It is indeed my honor to welcome back to the show the man who beat the federal government at the Supreme Court level and now has over 450 sheriffs standing by his side, defending and protecting our right to bear arms. He is a prolific author. His most recent title is The Magic of Gun Control. He is the one, the only, the legendary Sheriff Richard Mack. Sheriff Mack, great to have you back.
Well, thanks, James. It's really good to be back with you, and thank you for that introduction.
Well, the pleasure is all mine. And I know we only have you for a single fleeting segment here, so I want to get right to the issue at hand, which is the CSPOA meeting, which is coming up near St. Louis, Missouri, in St. Charles, Missouri, the last day of May and the first day of June. Tell us about this event and why it's so important.
Well, this is a solution, and in fact, it's probably the only solution that America has left. If you look at the corruption going on in Washington, D.C. right now, if you look at what the federal government has done over and over, and the charade that's going on with the IRS, and that people are actually concerned about what the IRS is doing now. The IRS has been doing this and lots worse for 4 or 5 decades now. And in 1997, several whistleblowers from the IRS testified before Congress that the IRS agents routinely fabricated evidence against citizens who they knew could not defend themselves. They did nothing about it at that time, and they'll continue to do nothing about it. I mean, here we have even bureaucrats from Washington, D.C. saying that it's not illegal what they've been doing. It was probably maybe a little bit unethical, but not illegal. And so we have this kind of idiocy going on. And the question is, where can American citizens turn for peace, safety, and protection when the federal government goes so corrupt and tyrannical? And I maintain that because of the CSPOA and because of our convention, we're offering hope. I think you said 250 sheriffs. We actually have over 450 sheriffs, plus about 16 state sheriffs associations. And we have now about 50 sheriffs or so in Colorado suing their own government, suing their own state to stop gun control.
That's great.
And my thing is, we shouldn't be suing. We should just tell him, no, we're not going to go along. And I think that this is a sign of the times. It's also a sign of the effectiveness that we have achieved with the CSPOA, Constitutional Sheriffs Peace Officers Association. And this convention is open to the public. We have such a wonderful, miraculous lineup of speakers that Sam Bushman and I have been working on and our committee. And everyone listening to this program should do something to get there, to be there, to donate to it, to be a part of this, to be a part of the solution, and do exactly as our founding fathers said. We mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor to this holy cause of liberty. And, you know, everyone has been so addicted, I think, to finding out all the horrible things that Washington, D.C. is doing to us that we sometimes forget to focus on the solution. We have a solution. Let's get involved in it. Let's be a part of it. And let's come there to this convention on May 31st, St. Charles, Missouri, Ameristar Hotel Casino, and let's shake the hands and take pictures and support these hero sheriffs who have stood against the incursions and tyranny of the federal government and local government. Sheriffs who have been standing for the Constitution should be congratulated, should be supported, should be held up as heroes, And that's exactly what we're doing at this convention, besides reinforcing the solution. And everyone who attends that this convention will absolutely leave with the evidence and the proof that state sovereignty, the 10th Amendment, and local autonomy are the solutions to what's going on today. We ask for your support. We ask for your involvement in restoring America to its constitutional principles and to its God-given Bill of Rights. And if we get together on this and we support these good sheriffs and we support the, we have mayors coming that have been standing up against the federal government. We have county commissioners who have done the same. We have state reps. We have state senators. Congressman Steve Stockman is our keynote speaker. Larry Pratt from Gun Owners of America. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Stuart Rhodes from Oath Keepers. Michael Peruca from the Constitutional Institute. You know, this is just going on. And we have got to have support. And my dear friend, if you really want a solution and you want to be part of the solution, go to our website, CSPOA.org, and become a member, make a donation, do whatever you can to be at this convention.
Sheriff Mack, when the opportunity was presented to me tonight to have you on the show, I couldn't jump at it quickly enough because I want to say this to my audience, and it comes from the heart. I don't know if there's another organization out there today that deserves your support and consideration more than CSPOA. I think it's great that there are ideological organizations out there that are out there fighting for conservative principles, and certainly they should be support. Without question, they should. But you're talking about an organization here that is educating elected officials and lawmakers that the county sheriff is the supreme law of the land in any given county, and the county sheriff can, not only has the ability, but it should jump at the opportunity to defy the federal government when they are in violation of the Constitution. And as far as listeners of this program and this network are concerned, it's going to be a big family reunion. It looked like my guest list when reading the speakers with Peruca and Pratt and Representative Charles Key, of course, yourself, Sheriff Mack, and others. But, folks, this is where it's at. I mean, you want to talk about how we can make an instant impact, and I'm going to use the term again, move the needle in terms of reclaiming some of our lost sovereignty. It comes with the people that have power, and this organization has a wide network of elected officials and sheriffs, as Sheriff Mack said, over 450 strong that are with us on constitutional principle and are with us if push comes to shove. They are going to stand true to the Constitution and protect the citizens of their county and their state, regardless of what the federal government says, if, in fact, the federal government is in violation of the law. That pretty much sum it up, Sheriff Mack?
Yes, it does. And, you know, 3 years ago, you would have never heard of any of this stuff happening, but it's happened pursuant to the book I wrote called The County Sheriff, America's Last Hope. And every sheriff in the country got it. And now we have sheriffs in New York standing against the SAFE Act, which was the Gun Control Act promoted by Mayor Bloomberg and the governor. So we have this happening, and we just absolutely need everybody's support to continue the momentum.
Folks, the website is CSPOA.org. The date is May 31st, June 1st for the conference. CSPOA.org, and support Sheriff Mack as well at SheriffMack.com. Sheriff Mack, it's been our pleasure. God bless you, sir.
Thanks a lot, James. We'll see you soon.
Are you familiar with the term vigor, strength, in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
This is Mercy. If you're listening to this message, warriors, you are the resistance. Warriors, you are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink. Read about it in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. Available now at newsstands everywhere. The Sovereign is a monthly 24-page tabloid newspaper featuring incendiary content about life during wartime in the age of Obama. Warriors, keep to date every month. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. Available at newsstands everywhere. This alert is for all you boppers out there in the big city, all you street people with an ear for the action. This is Mercy. If you're listening to this message, warriors, you are the resistance. This is Mercy. Mine will be the last voice you will ever hear. Don't be alarmed.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages, American Heritage School in American Fork.
To get on the show and speak with James and the gang, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And now, back to tonight's show.
Liberty, justice, power, you uplift us. Where are you, justice, when we need you the most? Some say you're a lunatic, some say you're a buffoon. Some say you're a fool with a gun. You never talked to Bandit, though you stuck to him like glue. Now who'd have thought you'd walk away before the job was done?
Buford T. Justice, fearless law, Texas, man who chased bandit coast to coast.
Buford T. Justice, now you've uplifted us. Where are you, justice, when we need you the most?
The Ballad of Buford T. Justice, compliments of Keith Alexander here. And I tell you, we were scrambling to get that queued up in time to come back live on the air. Keith, why don't you inform the audience why we played that little ditty? And then we got one more thing I need you to cover before Eddie the Bombardier Miller slides into your co-pilot seat.
Well, we're asking all the sheriffs, where are you, justice, when we need you the most? This is a song written by a Memphian named Ed Bruce, who lives near my home. He is also the author of Mama's Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Cowboys. I know everybody's heard of this. This song, The Ballad of Buford T. Justice, was bumper music or part of the music in Smoking the Bandit 3. And I love the words on it. I love the lyrics. I love the music. I think it's just a great song and play it every chance I get.
Believe me, when you drive in Keith's car, that is the kind of music you listen to. All right. As I mentioned, this is Keith's final segment for the evening, and then Eddie the Bombardier Miller will be coming in, and we got a lot of stuff to talk about with him. And, of course, later on tonight, we're going to be back with former DEA agent Robert Mazur. Incredible story he has. Not a bad show. Sheriff Mack and Agent Mazur in the same program. But I received an email, Keith, from a member of our listening audience who just so happens to also have a membership in Mensa. You know, we always talk about how highly educated our audience is, and we ain't lying. But he passed along a news story to me from the Long Island Press, and he asked that you provide your sage commentary on it. And it tied in pretty well with the topic we were speaking with Sheriff Mack about, so I figured this would be the time to introduce it. I'll just read the headline and the first byline and then let you take it because it's pretty self-explanatory where this is going. The headline reads, U.S. military power grab goes into effect. Pentagon unilaterally grants itself authority over quote-unquote civil disturbances. And this story revolves around not just what I just read, but what took place in Boston when they were on the manhunt and how basically martial law was, again, unconstitutionally in effect there, and the citizens just rolled over and let it be.
Well, thanks for the opportunity to comment on this. This is more proof of the truth of William Faulkner's observation that history isn't dead, it isn't even past. This is a direct violation of the Posse Comitatus Act, which was passed in 1878, right after Reconstruction, which was the ultimate example in American history of the U.S. military being used as a police force to control American citizens, the American citizens in the South, the conquered South, to be exact, after the U.S. Civil War. It was considered such an indignity at the time that Congress passed a special law to prevent it from ever happening again, and tyranny follows the same template. They follow the same hymn book, and they're doing it again today, and Posse Comitatus should be our defense against it, but of course, that's considered the province of nut jobs, the Buford T. Justices of America today, by the ruling elite, the globalist elite, that want to use our military with new blue helmets on it, or otherwise, to control not only us, but people all over the globe. Now, the U.S. military, this is what they're intending to do. This is what happened in Watertown, the suburb of Boston, after the Boston Marathon bombing situation. It was a trial run. It was an effort by the government to see how the American people would react if they were placed under martial law and told they cannot venture out of their homes. What if somebody had a medical emergency? What would happen? Would they be shot? Would they be arrested? Would they be harassed? Well, they found out that we were docile as as sheep to this. And you can expect more and more similar infringements upon your rights by the U.S. military and by law enforcement in the future, since that dry run seemed to run so well.
And this situation, what's going on now, is so much more serious than Watergate. I mean, Watergate was nothing compared to the multiple scandals that the Obama administration is currently embroiled in. Fast and Furious, where, of course, they facilitated the arming of a brutal drug cartel that has resulted in the death of Americans. Benghazi, we all know what's going on there. We're going to be talking more about that with Eddie in a second. AP spying, where the administration was said to have spied on the press in an attempt to hunt for whistleblowers. And the IRS vendetta, where they're given free rein to harass and persecute political enemies of Obama. And it just goes on. Fast and Furious, Benghazi, the AP spying, the IRS vendetta. And I was watching Jay Carney, who's the press secretary, the mouthpiece for Obama, and he said he was taking some heat, some questions about Benghazi, and they were comparing Benghazi to the Watergate scandal, to which Carney replied, "People who make those kind of comparisons need to check their history. What we have here with Benghazi is so clearly a political sideshow, a deliberate effort to politicize a tragedy," which is exactly not what it is. A deliberate effort to politicize a tragedy is exactly what the Obama administration did by politicizing the deaths of the 20 children at the Sandy Hook massacre for political purposes, which, of course, was their purpose being to take away our Second Amendment rights. And as Keith said, the silence was deafening from Mr. Carney on that. And Winston Smith wrote a great little article about this, a little blurb. But Carney, apparently he's up to the history on what took place between 72 and 74 with Nixon, but draws a blank about what has been happening the past 6 months with all of these various scandals, all of which, every single one of them, exponentially more serious than Watergate ever possibly was. We can only hope that those stories will have similar endings, and those endings being with the impeachment of at least one bad president.
Well, if Mr. Carney is such an expert in history, why doesn't he address the Posse Comitatus Act, and why has that suddenly become a dead letter to be totally ignored by the administration and by the U.S. government when it so obviously applies to what was happening with, you know, this latest directive that was pointed out by the Long Island Press and by the events in Watertown? This is the U.S. military being used against the American people as a police force. That was considered such an outrageous misuse of American military power, such a misuse of Americans' military, that Congress in 1878 passed this law, which up until recently it went without saying that it was, you know, that this was totally off limits to the U.S. military. But the globalists that run the American government have big plans for the America's military. They did it in Serbia under Bill Clinton. They're doing it in America now. Hang on to your hats, folks. It's only going to get worse.
Well, here, Eddie the Bombardier Miller bumbling around outside, knocking on windows and stuff, and we're trying to do the radio show. Why don't you go let him in? I don't know if the door's locked or something here at the station tonight, or if he just wants to come in. But we'll get to the bottom of it, folks, during this commercial break, and we'll be back with more on the political cesspool. Thanks to Keith Alexander for his contributions tonight, as always. And you'll be hearing from him more next week. But again, don't go anywhere. More TPC. We're only at the halfway point. Halftime show. We'll be back with more in just a second.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you worried about America? Do you fear the power of the Obama brigades to take away your rights? The Obama presidency is the most radical left-wing administration in American history. Our constitutional liberties are in danger. What can you do? Join the Council of Conservative Citizens. For over 20 years, the CFCC has fought for the rights and ideals of the European American majority. The CFCC has won legal and political battles to protect your heritage and your liberties. The CFCC advocates strong state governments over the power of Washington, D.C. to rule your life. The CFCC believes in an American first foreign and domestic policy which opposes globalism and one world government. The CFCC advocates racial integrity as God's natural order. Visit our website today at www.cfcc.org and join fellow European Americans in the fight for our people.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, The Political Cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today. Are you a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Travelers Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend.
All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com, your home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. It's time to jump back into the political cesspool. To be part of the show and have your voice heard around the world, call us at 1-866-986-6397.
Okay, welcome back to the show. Eddie the Bombardier Miller in studio right now, and he is sliding over. But before Keith is dismissed for the evening, he had a real ringer that we just have to infuse into the commentary here real quick.
Well, I want to dedicate this to our Mensa friend and also to our friend Vincent from New Jersey. And by the way, Vincent, I need to find some time to send you an email and tell you to give me a call whenever you'd like. I'd love to have a beer with you, too. What I was going to say is the subject of the last segment just shows that most of the constitutional violations and conflicts that we're dealing with in today's America have their root in the American Civil War and its aftermath called Reconstruction. That's where all of these violations germinated, and we're still dealing with them today, and they keep cropping up like crabgrass because Abraham Lincoln's forces won that war. The Constitutionalists, the Southerners, lost the war. And we're still fighting a rear guard action because of that.
Thank you, Keith. Keith had asked that we say that on his behalf, but Keith just words everything so eloquently. I'll tell you, Keith, oh, man, Keith is such an integral part of what we do. Love you, brother. See you in a couple of days, and we'll get together next week. The best to everyone from Keith Alexander. Keith has left the building. He is leaving the studio, not to be heard again until next Saturday. But joining me now, Eddie the Bombardier Miller, and of course we mentioned the DEA agent, former DEA agent Robert Mazur is going to be our guest for the third hour. We're going to be talking about Hezbollah and other matters of significant importance. But first, Eddie, we're going to be talking a little more about Benghazi. This is one of about a half a dozen scandals of impeachable offense, as far as I'm concerned, that are swirling around and embroiling the Obama administration, all of which, as I mentioned in the last segment, infinitely more serious than Watergate. And we're going to be talking about Benghazi right now, and you've got somebody on the line that I know you'd like to introduce.
Yeah. Hey, I'd like to introduce, we got a guest coming on tonight by the name of Lee Cochran. I tell people he's kind of like a savant because Lee will send me 30, 40 articles a day, and he wonders why I can't read them all. I mean, my God, the guy is supernatural. But he's been researching this Benghazi a lot. I know somewhat about it, know a little bit about it, but I don't know as much as Lee does. Lee is very active in the Campaign for Liberty. He's active in Oath Keepers. He's a member of the Libertarian Party. He protested against the incursion of the federal government, and he's been trying to get the sheriff here in Shelby County to get off to get along with the program. And with that introduction, Lee, are you there?
Oh yes, yeah. Thanks for.
Well, listen, as you know, Lee, we're going to talk about Benghazi tonight. I know you've been. This is one of your hot buttons. You've been doing a lot of research, and like I told people, you're a member of all these organizations. You're a wheeler and dealer, a mover and shaker here in the Memphis Patriot area. So tell me what you got about Benghazi, and I'll chime, and maybe I can ask you some questions. But go ahead, guy.
Well, there was at least two. They was under assault, the embassy. I'm just an average citizen, but they was under assault, and they told all the soldiers and, you know, all the military to stand down for some reason. But these two brave, super brave SEALs decided to go against orders, and I guess they thought their government wouldn't let them down like the USS Liberty. And they got there, and they held off the, you know, it was an organized, it wasn't a mob, it was a military assault by the, you know, Al-Qaeda is really just a mercenary group. And they held them off for about, you know, 7 hours, and then they succumbed. And then they got Ambassador Stevens' body. I hope he was dead. And they played him around and did all sorts of nasty stuff to his body. You can see it on new YouTube. And this needs to be. And I think the reason why is because he wasn't playing ball. They wanted to get missiles that they had got. He's seeking missiles from Libya when they toppled Libya and give them to Syria so they can shoot down commercial airplanes so they can have another false flag to blame on Syria, because Syria has to go first before Iran. They take over Iran for change of government. And it's just a false flag to get us involved again. And they're saying that those heat-seeking missiles will be used to maybe attack U.S. jetliners here in America. So we'll have to have a North American Union to protect us. So this is just evil. It's systematic evil. And the president and the secretary of state, they both need to be impeached and convicted. And I've already called my representatives. And, you know, this is the last straw. We owe it to those brave SEALs not to waste their sacrifice.
That's exactly right, Lee. I'll chime in. I'm going to lay the groundwork a little bit. And some people might want to say, a lot of people probably say, well, why are y'all covering Benghazi on the political cesspool? Well, like I've told James and Keith, Benghazi is just one of many false flag attacks by a rogue, out-of-control government that controls our government. It's like a government inside a government. That's what Bob Mazur, the DEA agent, told us on this program some years ago. And the story I got, Lee, you and I have talked about it. What happened, just like you said, the United States black ops government of the CIA and their de facto black ops government, you know, the Al-Qaeda, which is really created by the CIA, they spun off of the Mujahideen back when the Russians invaded Afghanistan. And the United States forces, we've had Colonel Bo Wright on this show before, and he will also back us up, that the U.S. Black Ops, Green Beret and the CIA created Mujahideen. After the Russians were out, they morphed into Al-Qaeda. And so what's happened is these black ops, just like you said, the United States government was smuggling all these the high-tech military-grade weapons into Libya, and they got caught. But what happened was this ambassador there, like we talked about, Lee, see, he didn't want to go along with that. He said no, he wasn't going to sit still while we went in there and brought these high-tech weapons and gave them to all the terrorist groups there. They had Al-Qaeda. And the Taliban, you know, Taliban was also fighting against the Russians when the Russians invaded Afghanistan. And you see, they didn't want to use them. Well, see, what they did was, and the guy, the ambassador, said he was going to go to the press. He was going to rat them out. He was not going to let them do that. Well, Hillary Clinton, this is the information we've got, she just put a hit out on him, Lee. That's why, like you said, the order came from Hillary Clinton, and what I'm understanding, Hillary Clinton couldn't have given the order for the military to stand down without Obama supporting her. Well, given, you know, he had to approve that order. They had hundreds of United States Marines, Green Beret, SEALs. They had C-130 gunships. They had helicopter gunships. They could have wiped those terrorists off the face of the earth. And I tell you what, I'll bet you a dollar to a donut, those so-called terrorists, most of them were CIA, operatives, and they were in They were just trying to, you know, they wanted to go in there and kill this ambassador. That's what they wanted to do. Lee, does that square with what you've learned?
Yeah, I've learned also that really Al-Qaeda was providing security for the ambassador. So that's how they knew all the ins and outs of the security system. And they were just hoping that nobody would find out. And this is just evil. And, you know, it's just, they just want to make it before Israel or before the globalists can take over Iran. They've got to knock out Syria. We got to get the geopolitics, and they're just creating this problem with the present president over there. But he's not perfect. But if you put these Muslim Brotherhood people in, they're going to start executing Christians and all minority groups. They just want to cause chaos so that the globalists can act as saviors to save everybody.
That's true. You know, you're talking about these other terrorist groups, for instance, Hamas. Everybody in the Patriot movement knows that Hamas was created by, and, you know, they're always attacking Israel. I was talking to some, maybe you about this the other day. You know, Hamas, every now and then, they'll tackle Israel, and they'll kill some Jews over there in Israel. And all of a sudden, the money starts rolling in from especially the Southern Baptist Church in here in the South. And that's how they build up, they build up sympathy for themselves in America. You know, every time they get attacked, the guy, Anthony Sutton, who from the Hoover Institute from Stanford University at one time, he's in hiding now, but he would call it the best enemy that money can buy, Hamas, Al-Qaeda. And like I go back to tell people, the reason we need to know about this in the United States is because this is just one of hundreds of false flags we see in the country. We're receiving them constantly almost. It can go back. This goes back. It's the same type of stuff that happened at Sandy Hook. It's the same type of stuff that happened at Boston. The black ops intelligence people are all over it. Looks like we're getting ready to go to a break, Lee. So hang on, fella. We're going to pick up where we left off in a minute. We're going back to a break, my fella.
Good.
Let's hang on and come back to the political cesspool right after these messages here on the Liberty News Radio Network.
Are you looking for an affordable way to earn your bachelor's degree? Do you want a college experience that's more personal? Then discover your future at America's Transfer College. Students across the U.S. are choosing Ivy Bridge College as a better, smarter way to earn their degree. Thanks to Ivy Bridge's unique program, starting at a two-year college and transferring to finish your degree has never been easier. The program is simple. Start with Ivy Bridge College and take your first 2 years of college online. Transfer to one of over 140 of Ivy Bridge's partner schools and take your upper division courses. Then graduate with your bachelor's degree from the school of your choice. Personal attention, small class sizes, affordable tuition, and a clear pathway to graduation. Start your academic journey and contact us to learn more about Ivy Bridge College today. Call 877-622-2059 or visit americastransfercollege.com to find out more. Ladies and gentlemen of our Liberty Roundtable audience, we invite you to consider joining us. We use the services of George Costello and Utah Document Solutions. They are your authorized Xerox sales agent. We've been experiencing great service, pricing, and results, and we've gotten to know George and his team at Utah Document Solutions, your authorized Xerox sales agent. We were facing a huge increase from our former supplier, and we've been pleased to enjoy great service and an even lower cost of our documents. We recommend that you check with George to see if he can save you money like he has for us. Call George at 801-216-4816. He is your authorized Xerox sales agent. The number again, 801-216-4816.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Get on the show, call us on James's dime at 1-866-986-6397.
We
got to quit talking about this trivial stuff, Eddie, this kind of stuff that you and Lee are talking about that doesn't matter. Frankie Valli was on American Idol on Thursday. And we need to spend an hour dissecting that. Actually, that is big news to me as a fan of the Four Seasons. And you just heard "Let's Hang On." That's our rallying cry now as conservatives, as whites, as constitutionalists. Let's hang on to what we got if we can. But you know, that was a little tongue in cheek. But yeah, you see, I mean, the number one news article on Yahoo today, you know, they have what's trending in the news, what's the most popular at the moment. The number one article on Yahoo News today, when I checked it a little bit earlier this afternoon, was how much weight Kim Kardashian's brother has lost. Now, Kim Kardashian is the one that's always making the news. The fact that she is newsworthy in any capacity just goes to show how sick and how manipulated the media is to trump that up as newsworthy, whereas stuff like this just gets buried, at least the real story. But that her brother, who's not even a star, even if you could consider herself to be one, be the number one news story on Yahoo, the fact that he's lost a few pounds, it just goes to show how utterly depraved our media is and the people who subscribe to them for their daily bread. Well, this is a little bit of a departure, what we're talking about here, from our standard fare here on the Political Cesspool, but it's certainly at least as important as what we typically cover, if not in some ways more so. And with that being said, Eddie, back to you and Lee as we talk more about Benghazi before transitioning into the third and final hour with former DEA agent Bob Mazur. Listen, exciting to have such reputable members of the law enforcement community coming on this show and supporting this network. Sheriff Mack, obviously his work, not only is it unprecedented, it's celebrated and rightly so. And then, of course, Mazur, whose life story is so incredible in its own right. But anyway, Eddie, that being said, back to you and Lee. Continue with Benghazi.
Before we hit Benghazi, I'd just like to say I got so excited when you had the sheriff on over here, when you and Keith talking about it. It felt like jumping out of the truck. I wish we had another hour to talk about that. And I'd like to congratulate Lee again, our guest coming on, because Lee, like I said, Lee is a mover and a shaker. Everybody in the Patriot movement in Shelby County knows Lee. And matter of fact, I hope, Lee, you don't catch too much fire from your C4L buddies. Of course, I go to C4L every now and then for coming on this racist, homophobic, bigoted show. But, you know, what puzzles me is you, and Lee can back me up on this, James, the C4L and the Libertarians, they idolize Sheriff Mack. I mean, he's almost like a god to them.
And we understand that.
Yeah, and he'll come on the show, but they won't. Lee is the only C4L person I've been able to get on the show, and it just puzzles me, but I'd like to salute Lee again.
Let me say this very quickly, Eddie, just to interject, and I know we got to get back to Lee because this is his last segment with us, but you know, it is baffling because obviously Sheriff Mack knows the score. He knows the truth. But you know, the C4L are basing their opinion on our show from the same media that they know lies about everything else. And the same media that demonizes and vilifies everything else that they know to be true and upright. So, and certainly the media's effort to falsely accuse us of being racist and bigoted and this, that, and the other, all the things that certainly we're not. I mean, we have views on the issues that run contrary to the establishment, to be sure, but they come from a good place. They come from a loving place. And, well, our views are well known, and they have been well stated on this show. But yeah, to get to the, you know, there are a lot of conservatives out here who should be allying with us because we're fighting the true enemies of theirs, and we serve as their voice in the court of public opinion. We are trying their case in the court of public opinion. We're the one that's presenting their arguments, but yet they'll trust the same media that they know how they operate and say, well, you know, the ADL said these aren't good guys, so the SPLC, even though all they do is persecute Christians and conservatives, they said they're not a good guy. So, yeah, it must be. Anyway, back to the point at hand.
You nailed it, James, and I'm just not to kick a dead horse. But you know what? We have both scratched our head and wonder why we can't get more conservatives like Lee to come on here, because Lee's not afraid. I tell you what, Lee has done some stuff that the Bobadere wouldn't even do. But, you know, Lee, getting back to the kind of Benghazi, you know, we talked about Sheriff Matt coming on, and Keith also and James also talked about what you and I were talking about the other day. Matter of fact, I called you and some other people because I was freaking out when I heard about the Pentagon coming out. And what they did, I just told James during the break, what they've done a cold coup d'etat. kind of like we're in a coal revolution right now, because we're in a revolution right now against the Fed. But when the Pentagon came out and announced they're not going to get permission from the president to come in and pretty much police the people, you know, that. And I sent everybody in my church a message about this, and I said, this is the last message I'm going to send you people, because I said, if the church is not dead, it's on life support. You should be screaming about this from the rafters, from every Southern Baptist church in the country should be screaming about this, but you won't do it. So I'm almost ready to wash my hands of the church. It makes me sick. But, you know, Lee, getting
as
back.
As a Christian, you say that.
Yeah, as a Christian, a hardcore Christian. But, Lee, and I'm sure you agree, Lee, this so-called announcement by the Pentagon, what they've done, they said, yeah, we're in with the CIA, and we're running black ops over here in, in Libya and Iran and Iraq and in Mexico. We're going to talk about that in the third hour about the so-called terrorists in Mexico. But to see, Lee, and I bet you agree with me, what they're doing, they pretty much said, we don't care what you know. We don't care if we get caught smuggling drugs and weapons to the so-called terrorists, the terrorists that we have created. We don't care, because if you try to resist us, we're going to invade you. We're going to invade American citizens and put you in a concentration camp. What do you think about that, Lee?
Yeah, amen, everybody. I'm glad Keith and James are. This needs to be impeachment, conviction. We need to have grassroots like Sheriff Mack support the county sheriff. And we have to have a constitutional guard, because they're not going to listen to moral persuasion. They're going to use force. I'm afraid. I don't want it to come down to it, and nobody else does.
Well, you're right, Lee. I mean, you know, it's all over the news. I'm sure James knows about it. Every governmental agency, I think there's about 14 of them that are armed now. There used to be 4 or 5 government agencies that could carry sidearms. Now they got 14 or 19. Listen, even the Department of Education people are authorized to carry sidearms. The federal government has ordered billions of rounds of 9mm hollow point, M16, you know, 223, 308 ammunition, billions of rounds. For agencies that will never leave the continental United States, like, the Department of the Interior, the Department of Transportation. Why in God's name would the Department of Transportation, Department of the Interior, Department of Education need, with all these millions and millions and millions of rounds of hollow point ammo? They know that the people like us, the people that are informed, are getting sick and tired of this tyrannical government, what I've just called a cold coup d'etat, a cold revolution. But they're going to use those weapons, those bullets on us, Lee. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I'm afraid so. Also, those bullets are against the Geneva Convention. They're war crimes bullets. Unless they're going to send us these as Christmas presents or birthday presents, they shouldn't have them.
You're absolutely right. You know something else, Lee? Like we said earlier, and I wish we had another 30 minutes on this, but like I said, you can go to Sandy Hook. You can go to Boston. You can go to especially Fast and Furious. People don't talk about Fast and Furious. Fast and Furious is linked together with all this. It's a global terrorist organization that our government is. Our government is an out of control terrorist mafia. The government inside the mafia, inside the government that you and me and James and the DEA agent Bob Mazur coming on has labeled the government inside of government. I mean, it's global now. It just makes me sick. And the only people that can stop it is, and I think they talked about it on the Sheriff Mack talked about it. We have to have the sheriffs, a strong constitutional sheriffs. I am so happy to announce, Lee, and I'm sure you know, that the state of Kansas and the state of Missouri just passed nullification. The state of Missouri nullified every gun control act that's ever been handled. Hey, James, chime in on it. What do you think about it, fella?
Well, I was just going to say, with regards to what happened in Missouri, and I want Lee to have the final word because we're about to run out of time, but right before Rachel Maddow last week referred to me as a skinhead on her national television show on MSNBC, she was skewering Missouri for passing these racist, these racist laws that protected the Second Amendment rights of the citizens of the state. Well, I mean, and that's what it is. I mean, that's what a racist is anybody a liberal doesn't like. Racism is anything we do that they don't like, any actions we take they don't like. These people are sick. But with regards to Benghazi here, we've been talking about, you remember all the self-righteous howling during the Nixon administration about Watergate. I mean, a couple of people snooping around in an office, and the president lied about it because that was the first time a president had ever lied about anything. And he just lied on television. But now... what you have with Benghazi, you have the Obama administration saying that people like us are exploiting the death of the ambassador for political gain, to try to sully the Obama administration's reputation. I mean, you know, they can do that. All this is well and good. Now, with Nixon, what he did was serious. He told a lie, but matters of life and death, Fast and Furious, the IRS vendetta, all this other stuff they're doing, all these are overlapping, happening right now. And that's that's certainly not cause for impeachment, according to them. Final word to you, Lee.
Well, I'm just saying, amen, James. And don't believe us. Do your own research, and this will confirm what we're saying.
That's right. That's right, Lee. I bet you agree. Thousands of dead bodies matter nothing. You know, they say that there was 80 dead bodies linked to President Clinton, friends of Bill's. But Lee, you know what? I don't know how much time we got, but I have really enjoyed. We got 30 seconds, Lee. But listen, thank you so much, my friend, for coming on. And give us do you have any final words? We got about 20 seconds.
No, just do your own research. Don't take our words for it. And don't just listen to half of a basketball game and do the other half research. Okay.
I like that. Lee Cochran, everybody, big mover and shaker in the local Campaign for Liberty movement. Hey, folks, a lot of conservatives are supporting this show, and rightly so. We need them all. We'll be back.
But don't go away. There's more to come right here on the Liberty News Radio Network.